I'm going back, back to D.U.Z. Does everything necessary. Give you white washes without red hands. White washes without red hands.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Back booth, but wasn't there someone with you? I didn't interrupt anything, did I, Gloria?
No, of course not, Bill. Sit down.
Thanks.
Funny thing, Al and I were just talking about you.
Al?
The piano.
Oh. Well, you must have been hard up for conversation.
What do you mean?
To be talking about me. Or maybe it was my sister you were talking about.
Well, her name was mentioned, yes, but only mentioned. How is she, Bill? Have you seen her yet?
No, but my father has. He saw her today. Now maybe those papers will stop hacking away, saying Maida didn't want to see any of her family. Things sure can get twisted, can't they?
Yes, they can, especially by newspapers. I think I know why your sister wouldn't see any of you. She wanted to, believe me, she did.
I know that, but nobody else does. The way the papers have painted Maida and her family.
You haven't said too much about the family.
Do you read the City Times? Have you read any of the articles written by a guy named Joe Roberts?
No, I don't think I have.
And if I ever lay my hands on him, he's done Maida more harm than...
In what way?
He got to her, talked to her. And it isn't so much what she told him, but his interpretation of what she did say.
You mean her attorney let her talk to a newspaper reporter?
She didn't know he was a reporter. He said he was an old friend of hers, knew her when she was a model, when she was Jan Carter.
Oh, one of those things.
Yeah, one of those things. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder how guys like that can live with themselves.
That's pretty important, being able to live with yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Why aren't you doing a better job of that, Bill? Oh, I know what you think of your sister. I know you must be going through a living hell, you and the rest of your family.
It's like a nightmare. You try to wake yourself out of it, and you can't because it isn't a nightmare. It's real. It's happening. It's happening every day, every minute, every second. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're afraid, you're sorry, you're ashamed, you're everything. You know what I mean?
I think I do. But it's not very easy to put yourself in the place of someone who's going through what you and your family are going through.
It's like Bert said tonight. You stop being like everyone else. You know people are looking at you, talking about you. You're like some freak.
Is that what your wife said?
Yeah, that's what she said. And she's right. I have to admit it, she's right.
She seems to be right about a great many things, doesn't she?
That's what hurts so much, Gloria. She's too right.
You wanted Bill to go on talking about his wife, didn't you, Gloria? Perhaps he would have, if Al hadn't interrupted and told you it was time for your next number. What is it you want to know about Bertha Bauer? We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does.
Yes, white washes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove's.
How about you? If you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then just accept this challenge. Next wash day, try the one and only Dove's. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Dove's does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Dove's contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean, and gets towels and linen so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. So make next wash day Dove's day. See why women everywhere are saying,
for white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove's.
I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I want to be thrilled to desperation. I want to be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I want to be loved.
I hope you don't mind. I ordered you something, Gloria.
Thanks.
I ordered you a drink, but the waiter brought coffee.
I don't drink, Bill. Henry knows that.
Oh.
I haven't had a drink in 5 years. The stuff doesn't agree with me.
There's no harm in having a drink, is there?
Did I say there was?
No, but...
Well, it isn't the one drink, Bill. It's the others that follow.
Well, I can quit any time I want.
Don't say that.
Why not? I never touch a drop during the day when I'm on the job, and, well, this is only my second tonight. Well, look, if you'd rather, I wouldn't.
It doesn't make any difference to me, really. I always say there's nothing to take the place of a good cup of coffee.
Well, believe it or not, Gloria, there are times when nothing will take the place of a few drinks. Of course, Bert thinks I drink too much.
Is that why you don't like the idea of her being so right about everything?
I don't think I really meant what I said a little while ago.
I think you did. I don't know why you should get so upset about knowing your wife is right about a lot of things.
You don't understand.
Maybe I don't.
Right, maybe, isn't just the word. There's something that goes with it. Being right and righteous. That's what gets under my skin. Like tonight, telling me the sacrifices she's making. How any other wife would walk out on a husband who... Well, if she wants to walk out, why doesn't she walk out?
Well, I suppose she would if she really wanted to.
I don't think what's happened to Maida really means too much to her.
Oh, you're not being fair, Bill.
I am. Before anything else comes how she feels and what things that happen are doing to her.
Aren't we all that way?
To a point, yes, but when it's carried to extremes... Look, I'm not very much...
If you keep on saying that, you never will be.
Well, Bert knew me. Knew me for a long time, before we were married. I never gave her any idea that I was a big shot, that I had too much to offer. I was just a guy in love with a girl. And I thought she was in love with me. Well, maybe she is, I don't know. She can be sweet, she can be considerate when things are going all right. But let anything go wrong, as it has with us, financially and every other way, well, I don't know what happens to that sweetness, that consideration. I don't know what happens to... Well, to anything that I thought was Bert.
Do you think she's the only one like that?
I don't know. And I don't care. I do know this. When things weren't going too well for Papa, I never heard Mama complain. That's the time when Mama went out of her way to do all the little things that would show Papa that no matter what happened, they were in it together and they'd work it out together. Isn't that the way it should be between a husband and a wife?
But everyone isn't made the same way, you know. You know, there's another side of it, too. You haven't been married very long, only a few years.
What's that got to do with it?
Maybe a whole lot. Maybe nothing. I don't know. I just wonder how often you take the trouble to sit down and talk to your wife as you've talked to me.
You're talking awfully funny tonight, Gloria.
Funny? In what way?
Well, maybe you're a little tired of hearing me gripe. Getting to an old story now, isn't it?
I didn't say that, Bill. I just thought maybe you weren't being exactly fair with your wife.
Oh, I get it.
I don't think you do.
Oh, I'm quite sure I do. Look, I'm sorry. I suppose I did give you the idea that I was a misunderstood husband. That's the last thing in the world I want anyone to think. There's nothing wrong with my wife, really. I know that. I'm the one who's failed. And please, don't get the idea that I want any sympathy.
Yeah, I think I'd
better be getting home. Good night, Gloria. Good night.
Good night, Bill. I think tonight you'll go stay home. That's really where you want to be, after all. If I didn't think that, I wouldn't have sent you away. I couldn't send you away.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying,
for white washes without red hands, I'm going back to Dove's.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove's. So if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover your hands couldn't take it, then change to Dove's. See what it means to get clothes really clean, towels dazzling white, colors sparkling. To get all this with such wonderful care for your hands,
you'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, join the swing to Dove. Get it today. Bill attempts to put his house in order in the only way he can think of. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove. So come on along.
For white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.